This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huth Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Ironclad. The term suggests something that is certain and stable. It is also the name of an innovative place which is now providing shared space for Kansas entrepreneurs to work and grow. It's today's Kansas Profile. Darren Miller is the founder and owner of Ironclad Co-working in Wamego in Manhattan. Darren grew up near Newton. He went to school at Berean Academy in the rural community of Elbing, population 229 people. Now that's rural. As a student, he competed at the state cross-country meet at Wamego. I could see that Wamego was a community with a winning attitude, Darren said. He studied mechanical engineering, worked at Cessna in Wichita, and then happened to come to Wamego for a project at Caterpillar. He and his wife decided to stay. Darren noticed a change in the way corporate life operated. Managers said they didn't have enough room for employees' offices, but at any given time, a third of the people were out working on projects elsewhere, he said. Technology was making it possible for people to work without being confined to a particular office. Entrepreneurs were using coffee shops and libraries, but those didn't work for some business purposes, Darren said. I did some research and came across the concept of co-working, Darren said. Essentially, this meant that several businesses could share a single location as needed. Co-working spaces were being created on the East and West Coast. Darren decided to open a co-working space in Wamego. He and his wife bought the former Duckwalls building in Wamego, opened it up, and refurbished it. It now has the look of an upscale, casual urban office space while preserving the stone walls and historic feel. It was the largest closed building in downtown, so the space needed to be filled, Darren said. He also appreciated the history of the building. In the 1800s, this building was the site of the Ironclad Hardware Store and Lumberyard, Darren said. It was owned by a Civil War veteran. At the time, being ironclad was the leading technology of the day, he said. After all, it was ironclad Civil War ships which dominated sea battles. We also wanted to fit the Wizard of Oz theme in downtown Wamego, Darren said. We used the Tin Man as a symbol. Just like him, we care about the heart, he said. Ironclad Co-working became the name of his co-working space, which opened in May 2016. It's like a fitness center for office people, Darren said. You buy a membership and then you use it whenever you want. For example, Ironclad Co-working makes it possible for a startup business to have a brick-and-mortar address without all the costs of taxes and utilities. Ironclad has conference space where a member can meet with clients when needed. Members have access 24/7. There are tables, chairs, large screen televisions, and excellent Wi-Fi, plus cabinets where private material can be secured. WTC, the local telecommunications company, provides high-capacity internet access which rivals or exceeds that in urban settings. Ironclad's event space has other uses as well. It can be booked for professional or social events. In 2017, Ironclad opened a second location in downtown Manhattan. Ironclad also joined the Proximity Co-working Network, so Ironclad members have access to similar spaces in locations across the nation and beyond. People are looking for flexible work in the shared economy, Darren said. My wife grew up in San Jose, he said. She was in the Silicon Valley. Now we're in the Silicon Prairie. It is possible to have a world-class company right here in the Midwest, he said. For more information, see www.ironcladcoworking.com. Ironclad. It was the name of a historic business in downtown Wamego, and now it's an innovative space for business in 2019. We commend Darren Miller for making a difference by pioneering the co-working concept in small-town Kansas. Rural communities need more innovation, and that guarantee is Ironclad. And there's more. Darren helped pioneer another initiative to support entrepreneurs. We'll learn about that next week. For the Huth Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.